Here we have that Korach, on one hand, Korach unbelievable. Shemalach Gavriel. On the other hand, we have that Korach was a Baal Machloket to the point that he was a kofer. To the point that he was not Bikores. Ma korepo, Rabbi Yisrael. How do we understand all this? Good, he got bad advice. Alright, you know, you can't get bad advice to cut off your hand. Would someone come over to you and give you bad advice, you should cut your hand off? How bad advice could you take? How stupid could you be? Now, was Korach smart or stupid? The Gemara says Korach should be Kechaya. He was very smart. He was ultimately smart. So was he stupid? So Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains that the smartest person, Kishamachnis Atzmo Ledivrei Shtut, Matchil Daber Shtuyot. Aval Batchala, you can't say Korach was not smart. Good. He put himself into stupidity. Put himself into a mekachra, as the Medrash says. A bad deal. He got himself involved in a bad mess. And because of that, he began to say, Divrei Shtut Vavalim. Fine. But originally, Korach Pikeach. So how could Etzot Ra'ot ruin an intelligent mind? I want to tell you something very interesting. We're going to learn further on that Moshe Rabbeinu was Gilgul Hevel. Korach is Gilgul Kayin. We're going to learn this. We'll learn about this. Yet, I'll tell you something more interesting. There's a medrash over here. Bahi Shaito the Iskatel Mitzri. The Mitzri that hit the Jew. Remember that story in Shmais?
Yeah.
So at the time that the Mitzri hit the Jew, and he died, he was killed. Noilat Korach. Korach was born. V'izgalgul bay. And his neshama was mizgalgul in Korach.
Mitzri?
Yes. So it says here, Bahu Shaita, read it to you again. Bahu Shaita, the Iskatel Mitzri, that the Mitzri was killed. Noilat Korach. Korach was born. Vizgalgul Bey, and it went into him the Nesham of this Mitzri, whatever the Nefesh, the Nesham of this Mitzri. What does Korach have to do with this Mitzri? Isn't it strange? Korach, the Mitzri. You know, the Mitzri hits. What is machloket? Maybe machloket is hitting. Maybe making a machloket against somebody is mamish like being makay Yehudi. Maybe it could lead, even if it doesn't lead. Who says you have to physically hit? Maybe you could verbally hit somebody. You bring up a machloket against somebody, could be the shoroshim is of the Mitzri who hit the Jew. You know, I'll tell you a cute thing. I once heard a pshat from a great giant. Okay? And that giant was my grandfather, Zech Tzadik Levracha. And he said that when two Jews fight, it's not the Jews that are fighting. You see, the Jews come, one Jew comes from Romania or Hungary, and the other Jew comes from Poland. So it's the Pole and the Hungarian in them that are fighting. But the Jew in them isn't fighting. You fight. So it's the inside the heart of the Jew. You like that? Inside the heart of the Jew, it's the shtick guy that's in there. Maybe that's what this Chazala say. Chazala, that's what it means. Like, you're not fighting, you're not fighting. It's the German and then the Pole. It's the Bukharian and then the Samarkandi that's fighting. It's the Tashkenti fighting with the Uzbekistani, whatever you got, whatever it is, right? That's what's fighting.
Because he's fighting, he wants his wife.
So the Mitzri is hitting the Jew. Korach fighting is the Mitzri hitting the Jew. It's not the Jew hitting the Jew.
But Mitzri was Arayot, I mean, Shlishto, or Shlishto Shiryudi.
Okay, did he hit him?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the thing, he was hitting him. See, you're linking the two together, but the fact is, he was hitting him. Okay. So this Rabotai is the Yisod. The Yisod is Bahu Shaito, Yiskatel Mitzri, Noilat Korach Vizgalgul. Okay. What did Korach do so bad? So there's a very interesting medrash here. Vayikach Korach, Mai vayikach nosid bish legarme. He took himself a bad deal. Like I told you, the lush of the medrash mekach ra. Says the medrash like this: Kol deradiv basa delav delay. Whoever runs after what's not his, ihi orik mikameh. It runs away from him. Everybody knows kol deradiv achar kavod, akavod deradiv acharam. Maybe this is what this medrash, the Zohar, means. I don't know, but all it says is that if you run away, if you run after what's not yours, it'll run away. V'le'ay, and not only that, but even mad is biyadi. What is yours? It's Avid Mimenu gets lost. Because this Korach, he ran after Moshe's. So not only didn't he get Moshe's, what didn't he get? He lost his own. So you see that if you run after somebody else's, says the Medrash, then it comes out you lose your own. Okay. So these are pretty simple Midas things. Pretty simple Midas things. Is there anything deeper behind it? Why does a person run after what's not his? So there's a very interesting Eben Ezra. Eben Ezra says, Lo tachmod, but I do chomet. What do you mean, lo tachmod? That's what I feel. Well, you tell me not to feel what I feel. Today in psychiatry, if you say that, they would ban you. How could you say not to feel what you feel? You're supposed to express your feelings, and you're supposed to feel what you feel. And you says that Eben Ezra, Lo tachmod, v'yareitam elokecha. That if you believe in Hashem, you wouldn't run after what's not yours. So now we're starting to see that the chemda of Korach, of running what's after what's not his, does have something to do with being a kofer. It does have something to do with denying v'ra'etem elokecha. Moshe tikkun dar aflaga, right? So we spoke about that Moshe was the tikkun of dar aflaga. Why? Because the dar aflaga actually hayu adas Korach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yes, that's what it says here in the Midrash. How you adas Korach? You hear? Dor aflaga. You know, it's interesting.
No.
I don't know if you notice. It says, Vayikach Korach. What's the first lashon of the Targum? Vispaleg. Vitpaleg Korach. Isn't it interesting that he's the Dor aflaga? It's very interesting. I always found that fascinating. You hear? I find it fascinating that Vitpaleg. Vayikach, Dar aflaga. It says clearly in Midrash, and Galamuka speaks about it. Lefish adas Korach. Here you go. You ready, Rabbi Isai? Hayu and she's dying. That adas Korach actually was dying. That's where it came from. Nice, very interesting stuff. Vehem hayu dar aflaga. And who says all this? Rabbeinu Bechaye. Rabbeinu Bechaye learns and she Korach were actually stomites. All right. And being that they were stomites, so the shorish of them was the dar aflaga. Now, what does that have to do? Hadar aflaga and stoim. It sounds like you're putting together apples and oranges and beans and barleys and what? Dar aflaga is dying. Kairach, what happened? What's going on? So I'm going to explain to you what's going on. You ready? Do you think Sdom was a country of lawlessness? Do you think Sdom was a country of decadence? Do you think Sdom was a country which you would say, like Africa? No. Like America. No, most definitely not. Sdom was a very high class society. Extremely high class. As a matter of fact, it reminds me very, very much of Washington, D.C. It reminds me very much of the Hamptons in Long Island. It reminds me of the highest, the French in Francois, in Paris. Extremely, extremely high class, lawless people. Lawful people. But let me explain to you the difference. You see, our Torah is based on laws. And their societies are based on laws. But there's a very, very big difference. And that is, our Torah is based on the law. Shali... Mishalcha is shalcha. You see? What's mine could sometimes be yours also. If I'm a vater, if I'm mocher, I could let you have what's mine. Their societies are based on the opposite. Shali v'shalcha shali. Because everything's about me. You see? I come first. So you can have tremendous rules that when I beat you up, you should pay me. I did you a service, you see? Because if you look at it from my end of the thing, I don't know about you. I mean, you walked out half dead. I mean, I don't look at you. It doesn't. What happened to you is irrelevant to me because I don't even see you. Yeah, but I put hours of work into it. Yeah, but you put hours of hurting me. Who? You? I don't know who you are. So all you see is the amount of time and effort that you placed into the situation. Oh, you don't know this? Stone was a very interesting place. Stone was rules based on one thing only, and that is that there's only me and no you. So therefore, even if you come out losing on the deal, but I should have to come out winning no matter what, right? So if I beat you up and you're bleeding, so then we could have a way of making money because I'm a maker's dog. What's so hard to understand? You don't understand this word. This is American society. The whole idea of suing people comes from that.
Yeah, bankruptcy today.
What is the whole idea of suing a person? What's the whole idea of bankruptcy? Even bankruptcy. What is bankruptcy? I can't pay you. Yeah, but what about me who lost all the money by you not paying me? So what? I don't know you. Who are you? That's bankruptcy. You see? But there's so many rules and judges and laws and books and colleges. Yeah, but it's all based on ani velata. It's not about you. It's about me. It's unbelievable. It's not chutzpah, it's hakzarius. It's yashrus when there's only one person involved. No, it's not even akumiyut. It's very simple. Let me ask you: if a person hits a table, right? So the table is responsible? No, because it's only a table. Who cares, right? So they look at when a person hurts another person.
Table.
It's like hurting a table. What's the difference? Because there's no other. It's just me. So what? What's so hard to understand? What, you don't think I'm saying a very simple thing. Digest this point. When you have two people, and the two people is the pshat, two people, so it has to be good for both people. But if only one person is involved, and the other thing is fresh air, okay? So could you ever be wrong against the fresh air? If it's you against a moth or an ant, right? So someone's going to say, well, the ant has rights, and therefore he could sue the person. No, he doesn't count, right? It's irrelevant. That's Sdom. Sdom is rules and regulations based on self. Vayikach Kairach. Kairach was very much about Kairach. That's what Kairach was really all about. Sdom was all about Sdom. You know what Dara Flugga was? I'll tell you what Dara Flugga is. Dara Flugga was Piluk. Each person not joined together with the other. That's what's called Dar. Hafloga, right?
Haflik.
They loyra'ish, they didn't speak their own, each one didn't speak the other one's language. So he tells me, give me a hammer. So he takes a hammer and he hits him over the head with it, right? That's Dar Hafloga. Vayikach Kairach. Let me explain to you a little bit about Kairach. There's a very interesting chazal. Chazal say that when Kairach was in Gehenna, the only thing that protected him was the Schus Avoysim Sha'amru Nasim and Ishma. I'm going to read you this Lashon. I'm going to read it to you inside. Ayakumu Lifnei Moshe V'Anoshim Anshe Dar Aflaga Sha'amru Hava Nivna Lanu Nizgalgal Abizdain. Yeah? The Anshe Dar Aflaga went into Zdain. Vizesha Kasav, and that's what shot the Pasik Anshia ear, Anshi's Dain. Remember? Anshia ear, Anshi's Dain. And by Kairach it says, Anshe. No? Shame.
That's a shame, yeah.
Ah, you hear? Anshe. You hear? It sounds very familiar. Says the Medrash. Anshia ear, Anshi's Dain. Anche ha'ir anche's daim, and by Kairach it says anche shame. Same people. Me'oisam Okay. So this is the same people. Says the Medrash. Wait, you read your Lashon of the Medrash here. B'medar Shlishi. We're going to learn a little bit later that there are seven Medairis. There are seven, compartments or levels of Gehenna. You knew that? There were seven levels of Gehenna? You know that? Now, I want you to understand that Korach went down to the seventh level. But you know how big that level is? It goes and goes and goes, and it doesn't stop going. And you know I know? Because Rebbe Yedushinson told me that. And you know how Rebbe Yedushinson knew that? He never went to Gehenna, believe you me. He don't belong there. So then how do he know that it's so? He brings a beautiful Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Korach was falling and falling and falling in Gehenna. Who stopped him from falling in Gehenna? Chana. Chana came, and we're going to learn this a little bit later on, that Chana was mispalo. Because it says in the Pasuk, Moirid Sh'oil Vayo'al. That's one of the in Shiras, in the song that Chana sang to the Eibishter. Lift it up. It's referring to Korach. So this is Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. It says, Rav Dusha, so wait 1 minute. From the time Chana davened, many, many years later, from the time Korach fell into the ground. And yet, he was falling, and falling, and falling, till Chana came and said, okay, he could stop falling. Says Rebbe Yedushin, says, you see from here, what are you smiling for? It's funny. Not to Korach Vadasai. No, it's not. Oh, no, it's not funny. It's an endless pit. And that's the Medar Shvi. Because he fell in originally right into the Medar Shvi.
Sheol.
He fell right into the Medar Shvi. To the Sheol. And that Sheol went and went and went till the time of Chana, where Chana was Mispal, he should stop. Pretty good, huh? You see how Gedolei Yisrael knew Chazal, eh? Okay. So we have over here the Medar Shlishi. What's the Medar Shlishi? The Medar Shlishi says the Medrash. Nidoinim sham esrim alfi riba revavois ma'akum. You have any gaima there? Esrim alfim riba revavois ma'akum. Vidanim oisam b'shevet shalesh. Not pretty. But I want to tell you that that's only the Medar Shlishi. Because the Medar Shvi, we're going to learn later from the Rabbeinu Bechaya, is not Eish. But rather, it's Barad and Eish. Which means that it's hailstones of Sheleg and Eish, which means, you know, I think in the Banyas, I once read somewhere in the Banyas, what they do is they first put you in boiling hot, and then they take you and throw you into the cold water. Russian Gehenna. They're preparing the island for the Gehenna over there. It's crawling. You don't feel anything. I know. Of course not. You're dead. Why would you? So they took it right out of a page from the Gehenna. That's where they took it. Rabbeinu Bechai explains the Medar Shvi.
It's preparation.
He explains the Medar Shvi that way. That it's fire, yeah. It's Eish, and it's Shelig. And the Eish and the Shelig, yeah. And they take you from one to the other. There's a certain Malach. You know, I'll find the name of the Malach since you guys are so interested in all this. I'm rather scared of all this, but if you're interested here, I'll tell you. It's Rabbeinu Bechai. He says there's a Malach called. No, I thought it had a name of a Malach. No, I'm sorry. I thought it had a name. It just says Malach. He hits them with the stick. Let's go, let's go. Give him, he gives just like, oh, so yeah. Now you're in the fire. Okay, get to the cold. And from the cold, get to the hot. Hey, it's not good. That's Madur. That's the Zion Madur Shulgahem, the deep one. That's the deep level. You know, like in a pool, you have the beginners, and then you have the deep swimmers. The deep Gehenimners. The deep Gehenimners are the seventh Gehenim, and over there it's fire. And I didn't make the subs. Rabbeinu Bechaya. You guys live in the Bechaya. You heard of him. All right. So now we've learned that the Gehenim of Korach, yeah? The Gehenim of Korach. Aminut, aminut. Okay. Okay, now. So this was this is what Rabbeinu Bechaya says, that the Pestayim was actually the Adas Kairach. And I explained to you, I want to show you the Nas of Anish. Excuse me, I knew what I was looking for. Oh, here it is. Says the, I found it here. Madara Shlishi, I was going to read each of this. This is where we got off of here. Madara Shlishi, because we got excited about the Gehenim, so we start talking about Gehenim. All right. Madara Shlishi shall Gehenim, the Dainim Sham, Esim Alfi Ribber Revoivus Makim, the Dainim Oisim B'Shevet Shalesh, Ba Malach HaMemuna Aleha. Who's the Malach that's Mamuna? You see, I told you there's a Malach that's Mamuna. Sheshmai Shaftiel.
Shaftiel.
And you know why he's called Shaifet Kel. Shaftiel. That's his name. Shaifet Kel. The Kairach V'Adasai Niftarim in Adin. How does Kairach V'Adasai get off the din? B'schus she'amru avaysam nasa v'nishma. What does nasa v'nishma have to do with this? And the answer is beautiful. Vayikach Kairach, Rabbi says, I believe the pshat is as follows. Vayikach Kairach. It was about himself, like Zdoyim was all about themselves. Nasa v'nishma is the bitl of himself. There's no me. I'm batel l'garmi. Everybody knows that when Klal Yisrael said nasa v'nishma, complete batlut, it wasn't about me. Because if it's about me, then I have to first see if it's good for me. When you wanted to be the Kayemit, you have to first see if it's good. Nasa v'nishma is the pshat, Rabbi Isai. I don't care about me at all. I'm mitbatel legamri takosh baruch hu.
Whatever it is.
And therefore, the tikkun, the schut, is in the nasa v'nishma. That's the tikkun for Korach. Okay. Now, we're going to learn. Something very interesting. Davar Acher. There's a medrash that says, "Baiter ba'ashra ze Kairach." You know what went wrong with Kairach? He was b'teach ba'ashro. He was very secure with his riches. How is a person? And why is a person? As a matter of fact, something interesting. Do you know that when they fell into the ground, what fell in with them?
Everything.
Their money, their possessions. Why? So the Meshech Chachma learns, because they had a din of Ir Anidachat. Since they were Oivdevay Dezara, so they have a lach of Ir Anidachat. Ir Anidachat, the lach is that even the Rechusham has to get burnt and destroyed. So when it got swallowed up with all its possessions. Like an Ir Anidachat, Meshech Chachma. But the way we're learning, and I saw Grada recently, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Derech Sicha explains the same thing, because since he was Batev Ba'oshro, so therefore, his osher had to go get swallowed up, because that was the gorem of his ga'ava. Okay. What does that mean? Patech b'oshro. And I'll tell you what it means. You know, geyut is the yisod of machloket, which is the yisod of kfira. Geyut. When a person's osher, he has a certain geyut. Geyut, you ever notice, kochi b'otziyadi, geyut, I'm rich, you ever notice that the biggest balei machloket in the synagogue? I know they have a few George Washingtons. They have a few George Washingtons in their pocket.
Franklin.
All of a sudden, it's Franklin these days?
Benjamin Franklin.
What's the $100 bill?
Benjamin Franklin.
See, I don't even know. Look at that.
It's $1, Washington.
Oh, Washington, $1. I'm sorry. I'm living from 1920. Well, maybe my salary's been $1. He was by Tad Ba'ashrai. And since he was by Tad Ba'ashrai, it led to Machloket. It led to Kfir. Now I want to show you a little bit further. Call me Shaisa, Tanad Be'eliyah. Call me Shaisa Meriva, Talmud Chacham. Ki'ilo Asa Meriva, Almi Sha'amar Vahaya Oilam. When you make machloket against Talmid HaChachamim, don't think it's actually the Talmid HaChachamim you're fighting. The shorish of it is actually that you're fighting Hashem. Now, he means because the Talmud Chacham represents Hashem. Yachol Yot. Or maybe it's deeper. The facade The excuse is the Talmud Chacham. But really, who is it? What is the shurish of that chet that actually mimenu? Like we spoke last week. You could say mimenu, me and mean Hashem, that they're stronger than us, but actually I mean Hashem. You could talk against the Talmud Chacham, but you know who you really want to fight? You really want to fight Hashem. So either it's because the halacha is that the Talmud Chacham represents Hashem, could be, that's all the Tanit Be'eliyahu means, or it could be the Tanit Be'eliyahu saying deeper. It's going into the shorish of the chet. You know what the shorish of the chet is? The shorish of the chet is that you really want to fight Hashem.
Is that a bad thing?
That you want to fight Hashem?
Yeah,
not very pretty. You know that that's a good thing to want to hate, fight against Hashem? You like that?
Focus on that when you're focused on
So you want to machlok it with halacha? You mean we're going to talk about machlok? We're not holding there yet. In about 3.5 hours, when we get to like the last part of the shir, just kidding. But it's close. It's close to it. We're going to talk about how machlok it, even l'shem shemayim, nevertheless, is still machlok it. Hil l'shem is a good thing, you'd say. I'm going to show you that the Megala Mukot says, and we'll say it right now because you brought it up. The Megala Mukot says an unbelievable thing. I'm going to read it for you. And I almost fell off my chair when I read it because I was so... No, I was shocked. No, I'm not kidding. I was shocked. But it taught me a tremendous thing. Wait a minute. You're going to hear something which is very, very interesting. You ready? Oh, you know what? Guess what? I don't have it here. It's not in these papers. Okay, I'll read it to you by heart. Megala Mukot brings down a medrash or a zohar or something, I don't know where it comes from, but he says the following, Ra Moshe Rabbeinu, the machlokes of Hillel and Shammai. He saw the machloket of Hillel and Shammai. Ve'hoya oto ayom kashel Yisrael kimo yom shel asiyat ha'egel. It bothered him so much, to him it was just as bad as the day the Jews made the egel. You have a Megala Mukot over there? You have it? Ayin Zayin. Often Ayin Zayin. Huh? Megala Mukot was written by a Mekubal many years before the Baal Shem. Many years before the Baal Shem. Yeah. So we have over here Gevaldi Gezach. We have over here that Hayayoto Yom Kashel Yisrael. It was so difficult. It doesn't go Lefi Often Mem Zayin. Whatever. He brings down, this brought down in the Alkatrave. So he brings like this. You hear? Oto Yom was Kashel Yisrael Kiyom Asiyat Egel. Like the day that the Egel was made. You hear? So we have to talk about that, right? Says Moshe Rabbeinu at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to let me go into Eretz Yisrael, because if I go into Eretz Yisrael, then the Torah that I'll teach will be so clear that there won't be any room for machloket. There won't be any differing opinions. Differing opinions won't happen if I go into Eretz Yisrael. So please let me into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Rebbeinu Shloilam, you hit the rock, you don't go into Eretz Yisrael. Rav Lach. Remember? Rav Lach, Al Taisiv Dabrei Laioi Badover Azeh. Rav Lach, Riv Lach, says the Megala Mukos. B'Shem Azar, I think it is. Riv Lach, that the fights are because of you. Since you hit the rock, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Memela, there's not klarkai to the point that there can't be machlaikis. And this Rabbi Isai was a yoyim koshul Yisrael. Yoyim asiyas ha'egel, no? I'll tell you more. Epshnei Kotler Zechatzadik Levracha once wrote a beautiful letter. I have it in my house. He wrote it to a person that was getting divorced. I find her. Not alive anymore. Kitzer, the letter is written there that don't feel bad that you're getting divorced. Because sometimes Pirut makes shalom. Pirut makes shalom. And what's the proof? Avraham Avinu was the ultimate Baal Chesed, the ultimate peace, man of peace. Yet, what does he tell Lot? He pared nami alai. When the time comes, the best thing to stop machloket, because there was a fight, but he read Ben Roye. There was a fight between the Royim. So he told him, get away. So you see, Pirut, separation sometimes is the greatest form of shalom. I told people, Lamais, if you look, the Sifri on the Pasuk over there by Avraham Avinu says the exact opposite. Ein shalom yaitzim imeriva. No peace could ever come from any fighting. Nothing good ever came from it. Valacharaya says in Sifri, because you see that Avram Avinu said he pared na mi'alai, and what happened? Light because of this went into Zdaim. So you see, nothing good could ever come from Machlok, which is not like this part. And I think Reb Shnei even said, oh, for Barber. I believe, if I remember correctly, this part, but you see from the Sifri, not like that. As a matter of fact, there's another Medrash that says, Ezehi Machloket L'Shem Shamayim. So everybody knows Shammai and Hillel. I have news for you. Shammai and Hillel might be L'Shem Shamayim, it's true. But it's still Machloket. At the end of the day, it's still what? It's still machloket, yeah?
That's called machloket.
If it's a machloket, then it's machloket l'shem shemayim when it's Shammai and Hillel. But it's still machloket. So what's a machloket l'shem shemayim, which maybe is yes good? I'll tell you a medrash. Medrash says, Rachel and Leah is a machloket l'shem shemayim. They both didn't want to fall into Esau. What does it say in the medrash? Hashem said, you know what? I'll give you both Yaakov. Both of you will end up with Yaakov. You know, there's a very famous statement that they say in the yeshivot. Fighting is good because from one yeshiva turns right away into two yeshivot. And from two yeshivot, the fighting makes it four yeshivot. And it keeps on getting more and more Torah. What do we see this? We see not so good. Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel was a split. It's two yeshivot. It's machloket. It's still called machloket. Yom kasher Yisrael ki yom asiyata egel. What is a good machloket? The opposite. Rachel and Leah, instead of becoming two families,
separating.
Fakert! They came together into one family.
So Raya from Avraham is not good.
What are you saying? Beautiful. I said a beautiful. That's right. Tyra makes it. Tyra, yes. Why? That's what we're saying. That's exactly what we're saying. We're saying that whenever there's meriva, even if it's l'shem shemayim, and even if the intentions are good, nothing good ever comes from machloket. So people who are bali machloket, people who enjoy fighting, will always bring you 50 chazalim to prove that they're right for killing the other guy. But they should know that this is brought down, that what's the proper machloket l'shem shemayim when you come together. You know, I was thinking something interesting. How do we protect? What schut do we use to get ourselves out of the galut? And the answer is the schut of Rachel. Yeah? The schut of Rachel that she gave her husband to Leah. Yeah? You like that type of machleik? Wonderful machleik, because they were all fighting who gets it. Could you imagine? They say, Rav Gifta used to say this, Rav Gifta Zatzal used to say, in Europe, the machloket was, they came to the Torah, two people, the money's yours. No, the money's yours. No, the money's yours. In America, it's the other way around. They come, the money's mine. It's mine. Yeah? Different type of din Torah, they used to say. The tzaddikim of yesteryear used to fight over that it's yours. While here they used to fight over what? That it's mine. You hear Rachel Valeya, what were they fighting? No, it's yours. No, you take it. No, it's yours. Yeah? This Rabbi Sai is the schut of Rachel. That's called Machloket L'Shem Shemayim. When it's a Machloket L'Shem Shemayim, it's enough for both. It's enough for everybody. Now let's see a little bit further here. So we have over here a new understanding of what machloket is really all about. Yeah. So let's see a few more points here, which I think is kedai to see. Okay. If you take a look, separation is havdalah. Yeah. It's interesting to note that b'nei koirach are attached to the havdalah that we make matzoy shabbos. I don't know if you know that. You don't know
what,
this.
What?
Okay. B'nai Koirach and the Tzar are affiliated with the Havdalah that we make on Matzoy Shabbos.
How?
So first I'm going to read you a Zohar in Bereishis. Kavnofik Shabbos, Solik Migehenim Chatzitra Me'ena Bisha. There's a whole group of Eina Bisha. Yeah. That wants to come out and mix itself on Klal Yisrael, Ulashalta layu. How do we get rid of that Eid of Bisha? How do we get rid of this from Gehenim? We get rid of it. The Yisrael Avdu Uvdayun Bahadu Subiyayin Va'amru Havdallah. They come and they make Havdallah. So that goes and pushes it away. Me'echahu Sitra Va'olu Duchtayu B'shoel Ata De Kairach V'siyati Tamon. So then comes a group from Kairach's group here, like it says, Vayardu Hei V'chol Hashem Chayim Sha'ayla V'inu Lai Naksin Adi Yisrael Avdu Havdallah. And they don't go back to the Gehenna until Klal Yisrael makes Havdalah. Yeah? So when we make Havdalah, that's why we say Vuhu Rachum. Why do we say Vuhu Rachum with a song? Another second. Because after the time that we say we make Havdalah, which we daven Ma'ariv, we let out Shabbos, right? This group goes back into Gehenna. So we want to wait. Chassidim have a minig. You know, the Chassidim have a minig. Vuhu. They sing it for an extra second. Why? To show.
Ooh.
Why one more second for the Gehenna? Because the doors of the Gehenna, you hear? Okay. Why? Because when we make Havdalah, like it says, Hibadlu Mitaycha Eida. So Havdalah has something to do with what? Havdalah. Right? Separation. Havdalah. Separation. You know, there's a very famous point. The Medrash speaks about how come the Eibishter needed that people should stay away? You know, if the Eibishter wants, he can have a precision directly on you, and the guy sitting next to you doesn't have to fall to the ground. Medrash asks this first question: why did Rabbi Yishlam need it that they should go away from the Eda? He bad them itaycha Eda ra. What he needed for? Second, why? Because Hashem can't crack the ground here, and then if you're a tzaddik, you would fall in. No, he could crack the ground for you, and for you not. By Mitzrayim, when the Jews drank,
like a water.
Right? By the water. It was down for the Mitzri, and it was water for the Jew. And even when the Jew took the Mitzri's, it turned into water when he drank it. And the opposite by the Mitzri. When he took the Jew's water, it turned into dam. Frank the Medrash, so you don't think the Eibishter can make it, that the land opens up only and swallows up one person, yeah, one person not.
One place, 250?
So why he Badlu? What he needed for? It says he Badlu Mitaycha Eda. What do you need it for? Great question. You know what the answer, Abay Say, is? The answer, Abay Say, is Gor Givaldik. You hear? You listening? You hear the question? Here, I read it to you. Rabbeinu B'chai asks this. Ma Shehut Zichloimri Badlu. You hear Rabbeinu B'chai's question? Why do you have to have Badlu? What do you need it for? Yesh B'yadai L'hamas L'hachyais. Hashem is able to make a person live and die. Two can die, the one in the middle could be saved. Like a pasuk. So he says a very big chiddush, Rabbeinu B'chaya. There's some kind of bad diseased of the ear around Kairach. Just like by Lloyd. Right? What happened to Lloyd's wife? Some kind of a bad ear got her from Zdaim and made her die. So the same thing, there would be some kind of bad. Alright. I would say more simple. You know what I would say? Luli David Rabbeinu B'chaya, the Indian of Hib, Badir, Havdalah. Havdalah. You know where Havdalah works? Havdalah works when there's Das. The main Das, Havdalah Minayin, that's why we say not to Chanatanu, we say Havdalah. To separate between good and bad, you need a lot of Das. Kairach couldn't separate. He didn't know the difference. He didn't know the boundaries. Yeah? As a matter of fact, he was Mavdil between Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. He separated himself. It was shtut. Maro koirach. And what was the shtut? The shtut was himself. Eino hitato, his ayin. As a matter of fact, it's brought down a very interesting zohar. Lois is goydidu, v'lois is simu karcha be'inei neichem. Lois is goydidu, make agudas agudot. Lois is simu karcha is koirach. Be'inei neichem. You see? Lois is simu karcha be'inei neichem. You think I made this up to Medrash? Wow. You want me to read it? I mean, inside. Yeah, we can decide for you. I think I make this stuff up. All right, we'll read it inside. Yalkut Pashas Re'ei. Lois is Goydidu, Valtosimu Karcha Beninech. Lotit Goydidu, you hear? Lotit Goydidu, Losas Agudas Agudas. Which means groups, Machloket. Losasimu Karcha Beninech. Shalotasimu Kamosh Osul Kairach Shanivla. It's a Karcha, it's Kairach. You see, it's Losasimu Kairach Beninech. I, right? Inohitato. What? Agudis, agudis. Pshat? Because when a person is lacking that. Your course is beautiful. Lacking that. You know what happens? Havdalah. The wrong Havdalah. He makes wrong separations. You want to hear an interesting czar? I'll tell you an interesting czar.
Come on.
Ner, by Havdalah. The Ner of Havdalah is what? Reish Nun. Ner backward. What was 250 in this week's parasha? The people who took, Kairach took 250 people, yeah? So the Medrash says that the tikkun and the Abdullah for the Reish Nun is the Ner.
There were eight by the five.
Yeah. Havdalah, Viner, Litakin Reish Nun and Nashim Shal Kairach. No? You like it, huh?
And this is what Samim?
Maybe the Tyrus, maybe. Say good. No, say very good. You know something? Next week you're going to say the shiur. Little by little, I'm training you. I'm grooming you to say the shiur.
Okay, sitting very close.
You hear? Havdalah? Ner? Ner is the Reish Nun. So we have over here a tremendous yisod. Havdalah. That when it's not done properly, Havdalah is machloikis, and the tikkun is that Havdalah with das. That's the eina hitasai. Okay, now let's go further on. So we have over here, and I want to show you a little bit further. Vayar elikim esar ki toiv. Vayavdel elikim bein aor uvein achoshech. Bein aor, da kahana, says the Medrash. Bein achoshech. Da Kairach. Yeah? He badu mitaycha eid azois, says the Medrash, v'raza demila v'yavdel alikim ben ar v'en achayshach. You hear? That the Rabbein Yisrael was mavdil between ar and chayshach. Kehanim ar, Kairach is chayshach, says the Medrash, that the Rabbein Yisrael was mavdil ben ar v'en achayshach. Abdullah. Very interesting. The Yisod of Abdullah is Laisia Kekayr Kadas. Now let me tell you further. Do you know that Shabbos is Moshe Rabbeinu? You know that Shabbos, if you look at the Zayar, is all about the Tzaddik. Shabbos is about Bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu. That you know, right? Every Sephardi knows this, right? Okay. Shabbos is Moshe Rabbeinu. Tziva Shalom has books and books. Whoever is a chassid of the Sefer Tziva Shalom knows that all his Torah on Shabbos is this Yisai, the Moshe Rabbeinu Shabbos. Tell me, when are you allowed to make machloket? The worst time of machloket is
Shabbos.
Says Loisavaru Eish, Chomay Yosechem, says the Zayar. It means machloket. Very interesting. Shabbos is Moshe. You hear Rabbi
Isaac.
Machlokes is on Shabbos. And Abdullah's Matzai. Shabbos, Abdullah's, all the tikkun for Kairach. It's Mayridika stuff. Mayridika stuff. There's not a Kabbalah, it's Pashtazai. Okay. Now, let's see what time is it. I can give you a little more, Rabbi Isaac. You hear? You understood all this?
Yes.
All right.
Zohar Tam.
Okay, now, when Kairach went down, it says like this in the Medrash. Melamed, that Kairach did not go down the way we think he went down in one shot. The Medrash says, Melamed shehoysa aretz nifteches kifi avav shel adam. He went down like sank, like quicksand. enough for his feet, his feet fell in.
Oh,
then it opened up a little less, his foot fell in. His stomachs, it opened up a little more, so his stomach fell in. He went down slowly. The lush of the medrash is melamed. Shahoisa aritz niftechas kvi olav shaladam. Beprasisad niftecha kamayer aglayim. Vashakayim vabeten. Vehem yard the ma'at ma'at. They fell in little by little. Veha aritz chaynekes. And the land choked them. Vehem tzayakim maisha emes. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Why? Why does it have to be maybe chenek? Maybe because they wanted to be chonek otam? Nah. I would say a different shot. Gimel dvarim. Ataiva v'akina v'akovid motzi'in et adam in ha'olam. What is the word motzi'in? It doesn't say horigim oto.
Motzi'in.
You know what motzi'in is? It swallows you up. You know, kina is a little cancer. It's like it begins with a dot.
Slowly.
And then what it does is it consumes the whole person. Kairach's main nekudah yet kin against Moshe. Tremendous. I told somebody, I know a person that 30 years ago, he showed symptoms of kina. Every now and then a kina came out. Today, there's not one word that doesn't come out of this person's mouth that has nothing to do with kin. Every single word. It consumed the person completely. Wow. Even when they say hello. It's with kin. You know what they do? Hello. I don't understand. How come the other guy says hello and the other guy gets more hellos than I get? And how come that? And I look at the person, I go, you're completely consumed with your kinna. All you see, your eyeballs see just kinna. That's all they see.
They don't even see that word that you're consumed.
That's what I'm saying. Even the hello is, but the other guy gets more hello. So how? It's really plain. You can do them a favor. Yeah, but take a look at the favor you did the other guy. Oh, yeah. 30 years later, it took 30 years for this person to be consumed completely, that the cancer of kinna ate them up completely. And like I explained to you, kinna will eventually lead the person to be a tremendous, tremendous apikores. There's an interesting Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Pirkei de Elazar says, "Oto esh shesaraf, adas kairach, ein adam niftar min ha'olam ad shetavar alav me'oto esh." That the fire that consumed kairach, no person that dies does not first get a piece, a taste of that fire. Ad shetavar alav me'oto esh. Why, Rabbi Yisai? What is this oto esh? What is it? What is this fire? So I'm going to tell you something very interesting. What is Gehenum? So we spoke a little bit about Gehenum, and I'm sure you guys know better than me, because the rabbis in your communities like to talk about this very much. And where I grew up, we talk very little about it. Oh yeah, there was no talk in my house at all about Gehenum. My house, meaning my grandfather's home, all we spoke about was Gan Eden, Chesed, and Tzadikim. No, Batman, they never scared us. You know, some people have a shita. Chassidus yeshivot have a shita to scare the living daylights out of you. No, Batman, and some Sfardim have this shita also to scare the living daylights out of you. Then some people they never spoke about Gehenum. Very little. As a matter of fact, in my home, my grandmother used to tell us all the time that when she comes to Gehenum, her Rav, which means her husband, she used to call her husband with respect, my Rav will stand there and say, "Don't you dare touch my Rebbetzin. She's coming with me to Gan Eden." So she said she's not worried. So she used to tell us all the time. That's how we grew up, not to worry about Gehenum. Whatever, she talking belong to Gan Eden. That's not the point. The point being, she would say, "Don't worry, okay." So what is Gehenum? You want to hear something gewaldig? I saw Mordig Yal Katilim. Yal Katilim says that they take tzaddikim and they bring them to Gehenum and they show their empty places in the Gehenum. So Yal Katilim. And they take the Rishayim and they show them that there's empty places in Gan Eden. Bi'ur HaGvarim La'aniyat Da'eti. I believe the pshat is as follows. You know what the greatest Gehenum? when you show a person what he could have gotten. That's such sad Ganem. You show them their empty places. You could have been here. This could have been your place. And now look where you are. And the tzaddikim, we give them Gan Eden by showing them, you see where you could have been and look where you are. Ah! I believe maybe that's what it means. Ato esh, sesarav, adat kairach. En adam niftam in olam achetavra olav me'ato esh. You know what the fire is? Fire of Gehenna is where you could have been. Yeah, there's a certain thing that a person at some point of his life, it's going to hit him. Look what I could have accomplished. Look what I could have done. And look what I did accomplish. Ay, ay, ay. Oto esh sarav adat kairach ein adam niftar min ha'olam ad shetavra olav me'oto esh. Now we could talk a little bit about the b'samim. Oof. There's a very interesting medrash over here that's brought down. Absamim kulam ayu yiduim l'Moshe Rabbeinu. Bezgulot v'kochot besamim, ulukulam ayu kochot uzgulot b'madrega u'malyam ulot zu mizu. Ashehem morim rachamim mehem morim din. Lefi seder absamim v'aktoris. The kids are, who told Moshe Rabbeinu about all this? The Malach HaMavis told us to Moshe. Yeah, the Malach HaMavis went. That's what it says. The Malach HaMavis went and taught Moshe Rabbeinu the psalm. You know about this?
Yeah.
That the Malach HaMavis taught it to him. Yeah.
Is it
a zechir? Azel Moshe Aaron kachas hamachta v'simulah k'tayris otok koach shirumis b'kitzer the psalm has to do with this. Okay. So I want to show you a davar shel pella. It's a very interesting psikta here, which I was very moved by. The psikta says, Amar Aaron l'Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron to take the psamim, so Aaron tells Moshe, "Largeni atem evakish, you're trying to kill me. Bonai, mipnei ma shikrivu eish hedyut nisrefu. What happened? They took out the k'tayrus and they got killed because of it. V'liata oimer kachas amachta. You want me to take the psamim? What you think I'm crazy to do that? Who would do a thing like this?" Ella, kids, Amalei, I'm sorry, Amalei. So you know what Moshe tells Aaron? Ach ata medaber, while you're talking, hey Mason. It's precious time. Time is of the essence. While you're talking to me, they're dying. Ella, hailuch meher, do it. Go fast. Kiven sheshama Aaron kach, Amar, afilani meisal Yisrael, ein chayshish. It means I have to die for Klal Yisrael. I'm ready to die for Klal Yisrael. The Atzer HaMageifa. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Rabbi, you hear what it says here? Kairach was about Kairach. And Aaron was about Klal Yisrael.
Opposite,
yeah. The opposite. But the Atzer HaMageifa. That's how he stopped the Mageifa. Rabbi, said, listen to me carefully. Machloket is about you. Shalom is about Klal Yisrael. Shalom is when you think only about the other person, then there's shalom.
Why come I give a die 14,000 people?
Again, Korach is about Korach. Was Korach a great person? Yes, he was. Ultimately, when it's about you, you'll begin with Machloket and you'll end up being a kofer. When a person lives not for himself, he lives about Klal Yisrael. Bati Otzer HaMageifa. Bati Otzer HaMageifa. Such a beautiful chazal. Aaron HaKoyin says, Kima Cheshama Aaron Kach Oma Filan Imeis Al Yisrael. Eini Choshesh. Eini Choshesh. I'm not worried. Worth it. That's Bati Otzer HaMageifa. This is Rabbi Yisai. The great Kairach. As great as he was, Yikach Kairach. Kairach took. It was about taking and not giving. Aaron was about giving and not taking. Vayikach Kairach. What is Vayikach? A taker is not a giver. It's about himself. Aaron is a giver and not a taker. Okay? Aaron is about Klal Yisrael. About the Otzer HaMageifa. That's how he stops it. Kayin and Hevel. Cain was a taker. And what was Hevel?
Giver.
Hevel was a giver. Zdaim was about the person themselves. It was about Zdaim. It's about taking. It's about me. Daraflaga was Kfira, based on me. Nasa Shame, Nasa Lanu Shame. Make a name for ourselves. I asked you, what does the Daraflaga have to do with it? The answer is Nasa Lanu Shame. We'll make an Anshe Shame, a name. The Anshe Kairach were Anshe Shame, people who were looking for a name. It was about themselves. Nothing's changed. Nothing. It's the same thing. The same thing. The same thing. Anshe Shame. Nasal on Hushem. Benivne will build a big tower. We'll go down in history. Anshe Shame. Anshe Shame. So who is the Machlokes against Moshe? Who was Moshe? Moshe was the lowest. Moshe was a person, was un of Mikol Adam. Kairach was all about himself. Moshe was, there was no Moshe. There was no Aaron. The machlokes of Kairach was very deep. It was deep. It started with Moshe, but actually, where was the machlokes? Against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was actually against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the aside of the machlokes. And that's the Pshat Rabbeisai. That Kfira. Kfira is the ultimate end of that, of this machlokes. Havdalah, to separate. Separation with Das brings people together. Separation without Das. Separation for them, for one's own self, takes people apart. And on Shabbos, Shabbos is a zman, Ato Echod, Shimcha Echod, Mi Ki'amcha Yisrael, Goy Echod, Ba'aretz, Echod. Shabbos is a zman of Achdus, of togetherness, of Klal Yisrael being one. Like Sevaru Eish, don't make machloikis b'yayim ha-Shabbos. The fight against Moshe is the fight of against Shabbos. And the Havdalah is the tikkun, when it's Havdalah with Das. Rabbi, say, have a good week.